So we are on the bottom of Nun Ches on Beis, carrying through to Nun Tes. We started already the Prakim of Kachim, challenging sugyas here in the Psachim. And the Gemara begins, Tanu Rabbanan, right on the bottom. Tamid Kodem LePesach, the carbon Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim, the afternoon Tamid, goes before the carbon Pesach. And the Pesach, carbon Pesach Kodem LeKetores, after the carbon Pesach is brought, you bring the Ketores, then Ketores Kodemus LeNeros. So the order is, again, you have the carbon Tamid, and then the carbon Pesach, then the Ketores, and then the Neros. So explains the Gemara, Yuchar davar shenemar bo be'erev u'bein harbaim. Yuchar means later, you push off the carbon that says be'erev u'bein harbaim, which sounds like later in the day, the evening, and later in the evening. That goes after l'davar shlo nemar bo be'erev ele bein harbaim b'vad. That goes after the thing that only says bein harbaim, meaning, says Rashi, top line, Yuchar davar, Taima de Reisha kamar farsh. Explain the Reisha, why the Pesach goes after the Tamid shel bein harbaim. Says Rashi, Tamid kodem lePesach didinhu. It makes sense. Sheyuchar Pesach, to push off Pesach, shenemar bo be'erev ubein harbaim. Tizbach is a Pesach be'erev, it says. And it also says v'shachdo sovagomer l'tamid, which says bein harbaim there. L'tamid shelo never bo ela esakeves sheni taseh bein harbaim. In other words, Tamid says bein harbaim. Pesach says be'erev ubein harbaim. Sound like it's later on in the day, closer to the nighttime. So for that reason, we say Karban Pesach comes after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. Now, before we go weiter, there's a chakir brought down in the Minchas Chinuch as follows. When we say that the Karban Pesach, since it says Erev Ubein Harbaim, and therefore goes after the Tamid, is that to say that the Pesach, the Zman of the Karban Pesach, is when it has to always be after the Tamid? Whenever the Tamid's brought, then the Pesach is brought afterwards? Or no, the Zman of Pesach is 7.5 hours of the day. Tamid is a 6.5 hour of the day, but Pesach is 7.5 hour of the day. But not because it's dafka after the Tamid, but because it's the Iker time is later on in the day. Or no, again, dafka has to be whenever the Tamid's brought, has to be brought sometime afterwards. This is the Chakira brought down by Minchas Chinuch, and he seems to favor the side that it's all about the 7.5 hour is the Iker's mind of Karban Pesach. It happens to be after the Tamid, but that's not the Iker point, that's after the Tamid. The Iker point is, Erev Ubein Harbaim means 7.5 hour day of the 7.5 hour of the day. Fine. Now the Tosos and Yuma talks about, okay, so that's regards to the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach has to go after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. But what about Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni, the Pasuk only says Bein Harbaim. So then you have Tamid says Bein Harbaim and Pesach Sheni says Bein Harbaim. Which one should go first, which one should go after? Yet on the other hand, we have that Pesach Sheni is almost completely equal to Pesach Rishon. So just like Pesach Rishon goes after the Tamid, maybe Pesach Sheni should also go after the Tamid. Or no, since it only says Bein Harbaim and Pesach Sheni, maybe it should go before. And that's Tosos' suffix. The Mishnah Melech has a similar suffix when it comes to the Karban Chagiga. We bring a Karban Chagiga, that's why the Beitza and the Zeroa and the Seder plate, because there's a two, one is connected to Chagiga, which is brought in Erev Pesach. So when you bring the Chagiga Erev Pesach, does that also go after the Tamid, since Karban Chagiga is supposed to accompany the Pesach? Or no, Chagiga is separate from the Pesach, and Chagiga should come before the Tamid shall be nearby. So these are some of the Sveikos that dealt with the Rishonim and the Achronim in regards to other Karbanos and Erev Pesach. Say, fight during the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, three lines down from the top of Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Ihachi, if that's the case, it's all go based on Bein Harbaim and Erev Bein Harbaim. That's the order of Tamid versus the Pesach. Ihachi, Ketores v'Neros nami nikad me lePesach. So we said before the Pesach goes before Ketores and the Neros. But according to this, Ketores and Neros should come before Pesach. Why? Because Yuchar Davar, you should push off that which says Shenemar bo be'erev u'bein harbaim, which is the Pesach, should go afterwards L'davar shlo nemar bo ela bein harbaim b'vat. Because in the context of Neros and Ketores, it says only Bein Harbaim. So therefore, Ketores and Neros should come before the Pesach. Says the Gemara, Shaini Hasam Demiyat Rechmana Oso. In the context of Neros and Ketores, there's a special miyat. This passage says Oso. Something about Neros and Ketores. What does this mean, Oso? The Tanya, the Brisa says, May Erev Ad Boker, the Pasuk says, when it comes to the candles, it's supposed to light from the evening until the morning. Throughout the entire night, it's supposed to light. So what does it mean? What's the drush we make from the word Erev Ad Boker? Says the Gemara explains, Tein la midasa, put the amount of shear, the amount of oil, Shetehe dolekes me erev ad boker, enough that the candle should light from nighttime, the entire night, from the beginning of the night till the end of the night. That's where the first drasha is, me erev ad boker. Davar acher, the Brisa suggests another interpretation of me erev ad boker. Ein lecha avoda shekshera me erev ad boker elazu bilvad. There's only one avoda that is permitted to be done from the night until the morning. My time, what's the reason? So the Amar Kra, Yairoch Oso, Aaron Uvanov Me'erev Ad Boker, that Aaron should set up the Neros, Me'erev Ad Boker, from evening to morning. So we see from here that the Neros have to be the last thing of the day. It's supposed to go from the night until the morning. So says the Gemara, Oso Me'erev Ad Boker, Vein Davar Acher Me'erev Ad Boker, that Oso, only the Neros can be from the evening until the morning, nothing else, to the exclusion of Pesach. And the Neros has to be the very last thing. So you're right, if you take the perspective of Bein Arbayim versus Erev Ubein Harbayim, that perspective, you're right, Pesach should go later on in the day. But we have another drasha that says, Me'er Ad Boker, Oso, that only the Neros could be the only thing that could go from the entire night, from the beginning of the night until the end of the night. And so that explains why Neros go after Pesach. Not but what about Ketores? The very next line of the Gemara says, V'iskash Ketores l'Neros. The Pasuk has a Hekesh connects Ketores to Neros. So just like Neros go throughout the entire night, so to Ketores is supposed to go throughout the entire night, or at least be one of the last things of the day after the Pesach, despite the fact that it only says Bein Arbayim in the context of both Ketores and Neros.
Is it, does it say the Gemara now? Why is it like that, or just because it has a given?
Why what is?
The Hekesh.
Oh, there's an explicit Pasuk. The Gemara does quote it later on. We're going to get to it in a second, yeah. Pasuk says, we have it on the side probably. It says, Uvalos Aaron is Haneris Bein Harbaim Yaktirena. So
yeah.
It says,
yeah.
Okay, so now the Gemara says, Vitanya Kikushin. There's a Braisa that supports the Kasha. The Kasha was, really, Neros and Ketores should go before the Pesach. So the following Braisa is actually going to suggest that. Says, the Braisa, Tamid Kodem Lektores. The Tamid Shah Bein Harbaim goes before the Ketores. And the Ketores kodemus le Neros. And then comes the candles. The Neros kodemus le Pesach. So Yuchai Davar shenemar bo berv bein arbayim le davar shelo nemar bo ela bein arbayim bevad. So you see the Pesach goes afterwards since it says erev u bein arbayim. V'hoksiv oso, but doesn't the Pesach say oso? Sounds like only Neros and Ketores could be the entire night, not the Karban Pesach. So that's the Gemara now. Hi oso mi baile. The word also comes to teach a different halacha. Lemeute avoda shebefnim, to exclude one of the things in the Beis Hamikdash that were done inside, meaning umay niu ketores, to come to exclude ketores, because only that the neros have to come after the ketores. The neros have to be the thing that lasts the entire night, but not the ketores. The ketores comes before neros. Neros says oso the neros, but not the ketores. Why? Because sakadaita chamina, you would have thought that maybe ketores should go after the neros. It says, Aaron first lit the candles, and then he was makdir the ketores. Sounds like the ketores should go afterwards. Comes a pasuk in Oso, and says, no, Oso, the neros, only the neros are going to go the entire night, but the ketores are prior to the neros. So Ema, the Gemara suggests the pasuk should have been read maybe, nalik neros bereisha, first light the candles, v'hadr nakdir ketores, and then be makdir the ketores. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Meet Rachmana Oso." The word Oso comes to exclude Ketores. That only Neros go the entire night, not the Ketores. But has nothing to do. Oso has nothing to do with Karban Pesach, according to this brisa. So Ela Bein Harbayim Makdirena Lamali. So why then does the pasuk say you light the candles and then do Makdir the Ketores? Why does it have the opposite order if the Ketores is really before the Neros? Says the Gemara, "Hachi Kamar." This is how you read the pasuk. Not that you light the candles and then light the Ketores. Rachmana be'iden de malekes neros, the time that you're lighting the candles, tehei miktara ketores. There already should have been the ketores, the incense coming. You should have that smell of the ketores prior. So it doesn't mean yakdirena light the ketores after the neros. Rather, it means while lighting the candles, the ketores already should have been lit, and the smell should already be coming out.
It's hachi kamar rachmana, right?
Yes. Hachi kamar, exactly. That's hachi kamar rachmana. That's what the Torah means to say.
Be'iden de malekes neros.
When you're lighting the candles, there already should have been the ketores, the incense,
okay,
coming up.
But the brisa here changes the order, right?
From the previous brisa, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's not. We're not talking about that yet. It's going to come up now, or what?
No. The brisa.
The brisa here says Pesach is the last one.
Our first brisa says that Pesach is before.
Yeah, and now it's saying that Pesach is the last.
It's just a steer in the brisa. Two different brisas saying two different things.
But it's not. It's not dealing with this question, the Gemara.
What do you mean, not dealing with it? The price, the first price that would start on the end.
First
of the,
the first price has said that, that you have tamid Pesach, Ketores and Neiros.
Right.
And now it's saying tamid
Neiros.
Tamid Ketores Neiros and tamid right. But it's not. It doesn't ask a question. Doesn't solve that stira, right?
No, it doesn't have to be. Each brisa has the same level. They have the right to have their own opinion. Each tana.
And they don't even. They don't even like.
No, okay. But we have. Yeah, there's no need. Brisa have.
All right.
So now in this halacha that the shemen, the oil, the candles have to last the entire night. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in regards to Hilchas Chanukah. A lot of the halachas of Hilchas Chanukah, lighting the candles, is derived based on the neiros in the Beis Hamikdash. So,
I'm sorry, what? The halacha of what?
The halacha of Neiros Chanukah, lighting candles. The Gemara in Shabbos learn a lot of the halachas of lighting Chanukah candles from the lighting of the candles of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Right. So, Shulchan Aruch writes, when it comes to lighting the Chanukah candles, so one needs enough shemen to last a half an hour right when you light the candles. It has to be enough in there. You can't have a little bit of oil, light the candle, and then pour more oil in during the time. There has to be that amount of oil in the beginning, this moment you light the candles. And that all goes according to, if you assume that how we paskin, when it comes to lighting candles, the halakha osa mitzvah. The lighting is the actual mitzvah. But if you assume, like the other opinion of the Gemara, which says hanacha osa mitzvah, it's not the lighting, it's the fact that it's placed down there somewhere. The lighting itself is just a hechetimsi to get there. It's just a hechsher, it's to prepare. But the actual mitzvah is it being there, out there, hanacha, the placing down. So then, according to that, they point out, then you can pour oil in, you can light it initially, even though there's a little bit of oil, and then later on, add some to it. So the way we paskin when it comes to candles, the Chanukah candles, and when it comes to the menorah, the base of English, the halakha osa mitzvah. Lighting it is the mitzvah, and once lighting is the mitzvah, you need that amount of shir of shemen in the beginning. It has to have the amount, for the purposes of menorah and the base of English, enough oil to last the entire night.
But we don't learn Meir Advokar.
We don't learn
Meir Advokar, they should
last. Oh, that, exactly, that halakha we don't paskin like, exactly. In terms of Chanukah candles. But right. For the menorah, we do require that amount of Me'erev Advokar. And the Gemara gives a shir. So, famous question when it comes to Neiros Chanukah is, what was, they had enough shemen for one night? Pach shemen for one night. So, what was the mitzvah, what was the nace in the first night? Okay, I understand the other seven nights. The first night, there was enough to last one night. There was no nace. So, what was, so a number of course, answers are given, but one of the answers, the Beis Yosef answer says, is as follows. That they divided up the shemen to 1/8 for each night. They put 1/8 in the first night, and the miracle was it lasts the entire night. And the second night, 1/8, it lasts the entire night. So they ask, how could the Beis Yosef explain this way? Don't you require the full shir, the Me'erev Advokar? You need the entire shir, because the halakha osa mitzvah. How could you put it only 1/8 of the shir? That's what they ask. So it comes along the Shevet Levi, Rav Vosner, whose actually 100th birthday was last week, he says as follows. The din of Erev HaBoker, that shear that you need for the menorah, was only a mitzvah. That was l'chadchila, the best thing to do. But it's not ma'akiv the mitzvah. If you happen to have less b'dievet, it's still a mitzvah. It's not the ideal, but in this situation, it wasn't ideal. The Chanukah candles, the story of the Chashmonaim, all they had was one night. That was the best they could do. So l'chadchila, you need the full shear, but it's not ma'akiv the mitzvah of menorah. So that's what they point out. Now, they also point out the shir Me'erev Advokar, the Brisker Rav has a following chakir. Is that shir of the entire night, is that a din in the shemen? The oil has to have that amount? Or is it that the candle has to be lit the entire night?
Meaning you can add later. What?
You know, the nafkamina would be, let's say, I have, during Teves, the nights are the longest. So you need to have enough shemen to last for the longest nights.
So
what about Thomas?
Are you talking about the summer and the winter?
Exactly. So let's say the summertime with very short nights. Do I have to still have that same shear? And Rashi says, you need to have that same shear. And what's going to happen in the summer months is the candles are going to light a third into the daytime because there's so much shemen there.
Right.
Or no, you just need to have a light the entire night, in which case Rashi has a second suggestion that during the summer months you have thicker candles, thicker wicks rather. So it burns up more oil quickly. So you have the same shear, but it has to only last the entire night. It doesn't last into. So, some, without getting too involved now, that's the Chakir brought down the Brisker Rav and the two opinions in Rashi. Okay, let's go weiter in the Gemara now. So, it says the Gemara, and a ton of Rabbanan, like halfway down or so. Ein l'cha davar shekodim l'tamid shel shachar. Now, we're talking about the Tamid shel shachar. Up until now, we've been talking about Tamid shel b'nerbayim. But nothing could go prior to the Tamid shel shachar, ela k'toris bilvad. K'toris is brought two times, once in the morning, once in the evening. So the k'toris is the only thing that goes prior to the Tamid shel b'nerbayim. Shel shachar, shenemar ba-boker, ba-boker. It says Boker twice. The yuktam in the context of Ktoris. The yuktam Ktoris davar shenever boker boker. You should make the thing that says boker twice earlier. Dichsev v'iktir alav aron Ktoris samim boker boker. That should go prior to davar shelo nemar bo ela boker echa. That should go prior to the tamid shel shachar, which only says boker once. Vein lecha davar shemisakiv acher tamid shel bein arbaim. Nothing could go after the tamid shel bein arbaim ela Ktoris v'neiros u'pesach u'mechusar kippurim bera pesach. I'll slow down for a second. Nothing could go after the Talmud Shir Bein Arbaim except the Ktoris, like we said above, and the Neros, like we said above, and Pesach, like we said above, because Erev Ubein Arbaim. And now we're adding in Umechusar Kippurim Be'erev Pesach. So what's the Mechusar Kippurim? So Rashi tells us Mechusar Kippurim Kigon Mitzora or Zav, which also on the list is Yoledes and Zavah. These are individuals Sheshachach V'lohevi Kaparasa Kodim L'Talmud. They forgot to bring the Kapara. So these individuals were all Tameh. Now a Mitzorah, or a Zav, in order for them to eat Kudshim, they need to bring a carbon, to be Metaher them. Part of the Tahar process is to bring a carbon. That carbon is called Mechusar Kippurim. They're lacking full Kapara. Once they bring the carbon, then they can engage in eating Karbanos. So these individuals forgot to bring the Mechusar Kippurim carbon. So what's going to happen is, when they want to eat the carbon Pesach that night, the Kudshim, they can't eat it until they bring it. So since it's so important, again, the Gemara says Mechusar Kippurim can be brought after the Tamid Shir Bin Arbaim, Be'er Pesach, Shetovel Shenis, so they're going to tovel a second time after the carbon, v'ochas piskol erev, and therefore they can eat the carbon Pesach. So again, a special exception, erev Pesach, they could bring Mechusar Kippurim in order to eat the carbon Pesach that evening.
It's interesting that they would change the order for somebody who forgot, not because...
So Gemara can explain why. Why? Because someone forgot. What's the heter to allow them to do that? The Gemara will address that. Uh-huh. So now Rebbe Yishmael adds further, b'nol she Rebbe Yochum ben Broka, Omer, af Mechusar Kippurim b'shai mosashana. Even the rest of the year, you can always bring a Mechusar Kippurim after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, and Ve'ocha, the Gemara says, Ve'ocha B'kodshim L'Erev, and eat the Kodshim that evening. So Gemara is going to explain what is the basis for all these. So we understand why the Neros and the Ketoros and the Pesach go after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, that we already addressed. But what's the Heter for Mechusar Kippurim on Erev Pesach, and Mechusar Kippurim the rest of the year? So explain the Gemara, Bishlama L'Tanakama, I understand, according to the first opinion, Yavo Asei de Pesach Sheyesh Bo Karis, V'yitche Asei de Ashlama She'ein Bo Karis. What's the reason you can't bring the, any carbon after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim? So look at Rashi, de Ashlama, Rashi, two words, says, Aleha Hashlem. The Pasuk says, Aleha Hashlem, that everything has to be complete on the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. All the karbanos of that day are bracketed by two karbanos. The Tamid Shel Shachar in the beginning, the Tamid Shel Shachar the Bein Arbaim rather in the evening, those bracket all the karbanos in between. You cannot bring any karbanos at the end. The last karban in the Mizbeach must be the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. And if you were to be makir of anything afterwards, you violate the asay of Aleh Hashlem. It's an asay, a mitzvah asay. You violate that. So how do you violate it? So I understand why you're allowed to bring Mechusar Kippurim after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim on Erev Pesach. Because right, exactly, because the Pesach, why bring the karbanos of the Mechusar Kippurim in ultimately to eat the kodshim later at night? Eating karban Pesach is one of the two mitzvahs asay that have a karis attached to it. If you don't eat the karban Pesach, you get karis. If you don't bring the karban Pesach, you get karis. So since the Mechusar Kippurim are enabling you to eat the karban Pesach, it becomes an asay sheyishbo karis, meaning the carbon Pesach, can be docha, can push off the regular assay of Hashlama. So we understand again why now on Erev Pesach you could bring Mechusar Kippurim after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. Be'el Gemara says, Le Rebbe Yishmol Benol Shel Rebbe Yochanan Bebroka, my olmei dehay assay, my hay assay. Why are you allowed to bring the assay on a regular year? He says the rest of the year you are allowed to bring any Mechusar Kippurim after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. Why can you do that? Why could the assay of Mechusar Kippurim violate the assay of Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim? What's the assay of Mechusar Kippurim? So explains Rashi. B'shai Mos Hashana, that one. B'shai Mos Hashana, im hevi shalmei nidava kodim hatamid. If you bring the nidavim, like a shalmei nidava, anything a person wants to just give a nidava to the base of Mikdash, but he can't eat the shlamim. The halacha is when it comes to shlamim, the kohanim eat the shlamim, part of it goes to the mizbeach, and the baal eats it. So what happened was I brought shlamim, and then I realized I forgot to bring mechus kippurim. I forgot to bring my carbon. I was a mitzvah, let's say. So I need to bring a carbon to eat the kachim. What am I supposed to do? Vimlo yaviu kaparos. If I don't bring it, lo yochal es shlamim. I can't eat my shlamim that night. You have to be kofar. You have to be complete kapar to eat them. So alma achilas kachim asahi. We see there's a mitzvah asay to eat kachim bein hanechalim lekohanim bein hanechalim liyisrael. It's a mitzvah asay for the kohen to eat the basar kachim, and there's a mitzvah asay for the baal, for the owner, the one bring it to eat the kachim. So how do we know the asay of eating karbanos is going to be docha the asay of aleh hashlem? Now, to point out here, the Ramban writes also that there's a mitzvah of the baal. He gets a mitzvah asay when he eats kachim based on the sugya. The Rambam never mentions any mitzvah when it comes to a baal eating the kachim. He mentions that there's a mitzvah for the kohen. When a kohen eats chatas, or the kohen eats part of the shlamim, he gets a mitzvah asay. But nowhere does he mention that the baal gets a mitzvah asay. So there might be a machlokas rishonim whether there's a mitzvah on the baal. Either way, so how do we know that the asay of eating kachim could be docha the asay of aleha hashlem? So Gemara suggests as follows.
This is only... We're talking only in a case where the people who are mechusar kaparim forgot to bring it before the tamid.
Right. Meaning,
not because, as a general rule.
Exactly. Only because since it's a mitzvah to eat the kachim.
On the year, okay.
Exactly. If there's no mitzvah to eat the kachim, there's no heter to bring mechusar kippurim.
Right.
Only because the kachim are going to be supposed to be eaten that night. Says the Gemara.
Well, he still had to do the mechusar kippurim. It's just that he...
Exactly, we can't be docha the aleh
hashem.
Now, I think there's a machlokas we're showing here. We're talking about shlamim, eating the shlamim. Now, the halacha is the shlamim get eaten for 2 days and one night. So
he could have waited one more.
So they might talk about that point, whether or not it's talking about the second day already, the last time, or even the first day. I think it's a larger discussion.
Other kohanim could eat so much. Other kohanim could eat so much. So many people bring in korbanot, and they all need to eat because it's a mitzvah.
Right, we saw that a few days ago. Yochanan ben Nivroy, I think his name was. The Azar called him in to come on in and just eat. He ate 300 calves and a lot of wine and 40 small birds.
Yeah, but I was reading the explanation that they say that it wasn't he himself. It was that he brought other people. Well, when you left, I was reading it. And he said that he actually invited all the kohanim from all over the place when his mishmer was there. He invited and he fed all the kohanim around the town so that they should have.
Makes a little more sense,
right?
And Adam Oaken actually showed me yesterday, Friday. He pointed out the Meshech Chachma he just came across during davening. It said in context of Ben Sora Mora. So the Gemara is Babli somewhere that says a number of things never occurred in Yerushalayim. Egla Rufa, Yernadachas, other types of things. There's a Tosefta, the Meshech Chachma quotes, a Ben Sora Mora also never happened in Yerushalayim. So what's the reason why? So Meshech Chachma, based on that Gemara, says, you can't blame the Ben Sora Mora. Yeah. He's living in Yerushalayim, where there's a ton of eating of meat and drinking. Everyone's doing that. Everyone's looking at every single corner to make sure there's no nosar. You find a piece of meat, you find wine, you're eating... overindulging. You can't blame a kid who's raised in such a society. You can't blame him for being a Ben Sora Mora. Therefore, Ben Sora Mora does not apply to Yerushalayim. That's what he says.
The rabbi said it. The Gemara said it never happened. It will never
right.
happen.
Exactly.
So it's not in Yerushalayim. So.
Right. But there are a few opinions. Another opinion says, no, it happened. And I actually sat on the kever of the Ben Sora Mora. And it says, whatever it says on the kever. There's a machlok is whether it actually did happen or not. Fine, says the Gemara now. So again, how is it possible that the assay of eating kachim can be docha the assay of the aleh hashlem? They're both equal. It should be, you should therefore not violate any isur. So says the Gemara, Ravina, Amar Rav Chista, Hocha bechatas ha'of askinan. We're talking about a chatas ha'of, a bird brought as a chatas, she'en lemizbeach eladama. When it comes to the chatas, you don't put any of the limbs and parts of the bird on the mizbeach. You only sprinkle the blood on it. The problem of aleh hashlem means you cannot put anything on the mizbeach, any of the limbs onto the mizbeach. But sprinkling blood is okay. So here we're talking about dafka, chatas of, which was used as part of the heksha process. There's a number of, when it comes to zav, mitzorah, you have to bring a number of karbanos. So the chatas that was brought for these heksha was only a bird. And the bird is not a problem of aleh hashlem because only blood gets sprinkled on the mizbeach. So then comes Rav Papa, gives another suggestion. Amar
So I'm sorry. So he says that the only way you could do you were allowed to do Mechusar Kippurim after the Tamid was if you brought the bird.
Exactly.
And nothing else.
Right. Which Rashi explained, that's referring to the Mitzora Ani. When it comes to Mitzora, there's a Olav Yored, which the wealthier Mitzoras would bring an animal, a behema, and the poor ones would bring a bird.
But also the Yoledes can bring a...
Also Olav Yored. Olav
Yored, right.
So it says the Gemara, so Rapapa says, no. Afilu tema v'chadas behema. No, we're talking about an animal, whereby the animal's limbs are being brought onto the Mizbech. So how could you be docha? How could you bring the animals, violate the asei d'ashlama, to allow the person to eat kachim? Doesn't make any sense. Sir Papa explains, mala umalina beroshel shemizbech. You bring up the limbs and leave it on top of the Mizbech, but you're not actually mak there, you leave it there. What good does it do by leaving it there? So it says Rashi, mala umalina beroshel shemizbech, kidichsiv ekrivu v'fnei Hashem v'chaper leha. You bring it close to Hashem, and then you get kapara. Ulemachar yakirena, the next day, la'achar tamin shel shachar, you leave it overnight on the mizbech. And the next day, you can be makdir after the tamid. You're not being makdir, you're just leaving it over there. So what good does it do to leave it on the mizbech? V'lina eina poselas b'rosh mizbech. There's a halakha called lina. Lina is posel. If you leave a carbon overnight, when the morning comes, that mizbech, that carbon is posel. However, if you leave it on top of the Mizbeach protects it from the psulina, and the next morning you can be makdir. So by you, me, that's I have to bring Mechusa Kippurim. By me having the Karin leave it on top of the Mizbeach, that's my obligation. I'm done with my obligation. I can now eat kachim. And the very next day, they'll actually burn it on top of the Mizbeach. Now there's a machlokis, the Reb Chaim and his son, the Brisker Rav, how to understand, how is it true? By leaving the Mizbeach, it prevents it from the lina. Why would putting on the Mizbech protect it from this psulina? So Reb Chaim says that once you put it on top of the Mizbech, it's as if you started the haktara process. You've already begun it. Once you've begun the process, lina can't affect it anymore. Reb Chaim says no. By you putting on the Mizbech is mekadish, it's makdish this thing. It gives a special kedusha, and it gives you a special kedusha whereby it protects it from the lina. But not to say that the haktara already had begun, but you should have a special kedusha that's instilled into this basar to prevent it from getting any lina. That's the chakir, the machlokas, the Brisker Rav and his father, Reb Chaim.
It was kodesh before he went up to the Mizbeach already.
Right, but there's now this special kedusha.
It changes the status.
Well, there's the Gemara's talk about Mizbeach HaMekadesh, talks about in Zvachim, that certain psulim, if they get placed on Mizbeach,
you cannot take them down.
Exactly. Exactly. So the Chiddush Reb Shmuel says there would seem to be a nafkamina between the two of them. If the idea is that the haktara has already begun, so haktara only exists on the top of the mizbech. On the sides wouldn't work. But if the idea is that the mizbech is makdish, gives it kedusha, the halach is even the sides in the mizbech could be makdish basar. So I could place it even on the sides in the mizbech and prevent it from the lina. But again, if it's about the haktara beginning, that could only work on top of the mizbech. Okay, says the Gemara now. V'ha'ika asham. So I don't understand. Isn't there still the asham that needs to be brought, which doesn't come from the oaf? So bishmal rapapa hainu demalin la.
What is asham for whom?
When you have to bring part of the karbanos for the mitzora, rather, for the mitzora in particular,
he has
to bring an asham. And asham comes from an animal.
And so that's right.
That's a problem to the first opinion of Rav Chista.
Right.
So li rapapa, the Gemara says, bishmal rapapa hainu demalin la. According to Rav Papa, so you take the animal, you take the asham, and you put it on top of the mizbech, and you're okay. El Rav Chista my ikla meimar. What are you going to say? So Amre shekarv. So before we get to the answer for a second, there's a girsa issue here. Rashi says we haven't gotten there yet. I'm sorry. So how does Rav Chista get out of the problem? You have to bring the asham, and the asham is an animal which gets hiktir on top of the mizbech. So Amre shekarv asham. You already brought the asham. So if you didn't bring the asham, you'd be in a lot of trouble. But you already brought the asham, the behem was taken care of. The only thing left is the chatas of the bird, which all you have is the dam, which is zorik on the mizbech.
And is that the natural order of
the Gemara is about to address the order.
Uh-huh.
V'ha'ika ola, but don't you still have the ola, which comes from a behema, not from an oaf? Says the Gemara, v'chitema ola lo makva. Oh, who cares? So don't bring the ola. The ola's not makiv. You could still get tahor without the ola. Doesn't not true? V'hatan, and the Baraita teaches us, Rabbi Yishmael ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer, k'shem shechataso v'asham ma'akvinoso. Just like the chatas and the asham prevent the full tara process, kach olaso ma'akvaso. So to the ola is very essential for being metarim. So what are you going to do according to Rav Chisda? You have to bring the ola, which is a behema. V'chitema b'shekarva olaso. Maybe you already brought the ola, and you've taken care of the ola and the asham, and the only thing left is ilf? No. Are you allowed to bring the ola before the chadas? Rishon? V'hatan, the Baraita teaches us in another context. V'kribes asher l'chadas rishona. You're supposed to bring the chadas first. Matam lomar. What's it coming to teach us? Im l'lamed sh'tei kodemes l'ola. If it's coming to teach me, then the chadas comes first. Harek klar nama. We already have a different pasuk that tells us v'sasheni yase ola. That the second is the ola, which implies, of course, the chadas is first. So now we have two pesukim that tell us chatas comes first and then the ola. Why the second pasuk? Ela ze bana av lechol chatal shehi kodmos lechol olas habos imam. There's a binyan av, a rule that not only in the particular case the pasuk's talking about, but every single case where you have to bring an ola and chatas, every single case the chatas comes first. So you cannot bring the ola before the chatas. So if you have to bring the chatas off, memela there's a chi to bring the ola behema as well. The Kaimalam we hold, the Gemara goes on to say, Da'afilu chatas ha'of kodemes la'ola behema. And even if that, let's say, sometimes you have certain orders, what goes first? A behema is more a better carbon than a chatas, of, than an of. But still, nonetheless, a chatas is better than an ola. So even a chatas, even though the chatas is only a bird, it still comes before the ola, which is a behema. So again, according to Rav Chisda, how is he going to get around this? You have to bring the ola still, and the ola cannot be makdir on this bech after the Talmud Shul Ben Arbaim.
When we say better, you say that there's more kedusha in it, or what?
The Gemara's in Zvachim in Kol HaTadir talk about being more kedusha. The ola is kula kalil, but the chatas has more zrikas dam on them.
Right.
It goes back and forth.
It has four.
Right. So the Gemara says, there's actually a good Tosfos to do here. Maybe we'll come back to the Tosfos in a second. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shiny Olas Mitzora, the Rachmana Amar, Olas Mitzora is different. Because the Torah tells us, the Hela Kohen Esa Ola, you're supposed to bring the Kohen, supposed to bring the Ola. What's the Hela? So I mean, Shehela Kvar, that he already brought the Ola. So the special exercise of that when it comes to Mitzora, the Ola actually comes before the Chatas. Everywhere else in the Torah, the Ola comes after the Chatas, and Mitzorah, the Ola comes first. So already he did already bring the Ola, he already brought the Asham, the only thing left is the Chatas Of, and that, according to Rav Chisda, is allowed to be sprinkled on the Mizbech, because that's not a violation of the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Now, there was, I guess, 2 points to state make here. The Gemara says, has this girsa, that just like the Chatas is Ma'akev, the Tahara process, so too the Asham is also Ma'akev, the Tahara process. Rashi writes, the chitema in the previous page, the chitema asham la makva, lo garis, he's not garis that this question, maybe the asham is not makiv. The hechatisa kadaitan de lo makiv. How would you think the asham is not makiv? Of course it's makiv. Hare ikr tara tuliabo. The ikr, the essential part of the tara process, is dependent on the asham. Share nosin midamo agabe bahonos. You would take the blood of the asham and place it on the thumbs of the mitzvah, and that's part of the tara process. So Rashi never entertained the possibility that you could hold back from bringing the asham. The asham is certainly makiv. There's a machlokes in the Girsos and the Rambam where the Rambam holds this way as well. It sounds like from some, the Rambam held that the Asham is Nam Akiv. You can still become Tahor without the Asham. That's an opinion within the Rambam. So we still have some time. Let's do this Tosfos. Very important Tosfos.
I'm saying, couldn't you have done the Asham Bizman and then just left the Chatas and the Ola for later?
You could have. The Gemara had this suggestion that maybe the Ola is not Ma'akev and therefore don't bring the Ola
right.
at all. So
right.
there's a Girsa that Rashi says is not true. The Girsa says maybe you don't need the Asham. When we suggested before, what about the Asham?
Right.
The Gemara says no, maybe the Asham is not Ma'akev.
Okay, correct. Yeah.
So look at this. This sugi, by the way, is extremely important for the sugi of Ese Dochelos Ese, because you're dealing with an assay of the Kachim violating, going, pushing off the assay of Hashlama. So there's a very important tosus here. Asi asay de Pesach, the isbe karis vidache. The asay of karim Pesach, which has karis attached to it, it's going to be doche, the regular asay of Hashlama. So asks tosus, hiksha riva, The moment that you're uprooting, you're being okir the asay of hashlama, that you're being makriv any carbon afterwards. Lo makayim asay dachias pesach. When do you get the mitzvah asay of pesach? When you eat it that night. The concept is that in order for asay to be docha another los asay, they have to come at the very same moment. When you're being makayim the asay, that's when you're violating the los asay. But these come at two different moments.
Right.
When I makriv the pesach, I violate the asay v'ashlama, but I don't get the key masay until later that night. Again, the achias pesach de'enu el b'layla. So v'tirtz d'mayri sheyishchatu pesach alav kodem yushecht v'pesach before sheyitchu asay d'ashlama. D'shochten v'zorkin al tful yom u'mechus v'kipurim l'chuyama afilo yochal basof ho b'yado toloi u'pater v'pesach sheni afilo achal. So what he says basically is as follows. This individual is tummy right now. So,
right. So what did he first does the korban pesach. So at the moment that he does the ashlama, he's already his chiyuv comes in.
Exactly. Well, though his kiyum comes in because since he's not roy to eat the korban pesach at night, he's not roy right now. So you're allowed to. He's basically mekayin the mitzvah right now because the fact that he's the potential to fix himself later that night, there's some level of keem right now when he shechs it. That's what Tosas is trying to say.
I understand differently. I understand that what Tosas is saying is that he first has to do the Korban Pesach. The Shechita, right? Isn't it what Tosas is saying?
Mm-hmm. So first the Shechita.
Why? Because if he does the Hashlam, if he does the Mechusar Kapar, the Korbanos, and the Korban Pesach is not shecht, then he's not mekayim anything at that moment. But the fact that the Korban Pesach was already done, shechted before, as soon as he does Yashlama, he's already mekayim, he's potentially being able to mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. I'll say it again, that since the second you shecht the Pesach, so even though you may not eat it, even lo yochal basof, ho b'yodo, since it's in your hands, taloi, you're able to be mitai yourself to eat it, that potential
right.
is mekayim. So that I shechted, I'm mekayim the mitzvah.
Right.
So the moment I'm mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach, that's when I'm docha the mitzvah of Asay of Hashlama, they come at the very same moment. Should we read inside again in Tosos?
No,
maybe
I understood.
Yeah?
We're talking now about somebody who was mechusar kuparin.
Correct.
So the question is, how could it be that he can bring the korban of mechusar kuparin after this man, if then there is no then you're killing the mitzvah of Hashlama, but you're not yotze the mitzvah of Korban Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's saying is, let him shech the Korban Pesach now. So at the moment that he does the Korban Mechusar Kuparim, at that moment he's already kind of technically being yotze the Korban Pesach.
I see. Yeah, you're right.
I think that's
mm-hmm.
what he's saying.
Yep. Let's read that inside again. I think you're 100% right. Tiritz demayri sheyishchdu Pesach alav kodem. You ready Meshach to the Pesach. Kodem sheyitchu asay before you violate the asay. Because again, Karm Pesach is not a violation. That's a gzera tzikasa.
Right.
Sheyitchu asay deshlamon. Deshochtin v'zorkin al tivul yom. You're allowed to shech the Pesach when you're tivul yom u'mechus kippurim. If the potential is there for you to become tower, you could shech. Normally, you cannot shech the Pesach for somebody who's tamer. But somebody who has the ability to be mitar himself that very day, you can shech for him, even though right now he's tamer. Again, l'chuliyama afilo yochal vasof. Even though in the end he may not eat it, hol biyado toloi. Since it depends, it's in his hands to fix himself, to be mitar himself. Upater mipesach sheni afilo yo achal. Even though he never ends it, he may never eat it. The fact that right now today he could bring a carbon later on and make himself tower, that's enough to exempt him from the pesach sheni later on. So that's why you're allowed to shech the pesach while he's still tame. And then he says, hilkach. So when he brings, as you said, the Mechusar Kippurim later on, Mekayim Asay the Pesach, he's Mekayim the Pesach, the fact that he doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni, there's a certain keem right now even, does have a Roy Lechel, Shim Lo Ya Yochel Lakiv, if he couldn't be Makiv, Lo Ya Roy Lechel, Pesach by Apostle. Okay, fine. That's answer one. Answer two, the Re says, Metarits, the Dafka below Sase, the Chomer, Ba'inan Be'inu Dimiakar, Lab, the Lekayim Asay. Only when it comes to a lav, an ase docha lo sase, where the lo sase is much more chamer, you have to have them come in the very same moment. Aval, when it comes to ase, just a regular ase like our case, the chamer, dach yase hakal. when it comes to the Aseh Chamor, the Aseh, the Karis, the Pesach, that can be Docha, the Aseh Kal of Hashama, the Chol Inin, Afil Lomakai, Aseh, Be'idna, the Ka'avar Aseh. You don't need to be at the very same moment.
Docha Los Aseh Kal, no? What does it say?
About Aseh the Chamir, Docha Aseh Kal, Bechol Inin, Afil Lomakai, yes.
Hashlama is
Aseh Omen.
Is Aseh
Omen. Right.
But Pesach is also Aseh.
Right, so that's why it comes to Aseh versus Aseh, you don't need to be in the same moment. The same, but when you doch and lo Aseh, that's more serious, it has to be Dafka at the very same moment.
Right, Hashem
is Aseh. Okay, so that's, we are getting running out of time. 7:05 today also?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, sunrise, okay. Say the Gemara, top line. Amar le Rav Shemin bar Ava le Rav Papa le Didach, Damar Simala o Malina Barosh Hashem Mizbech, Kaiminan. According to you, you leave the bus on top of the Mizbech, you leave it overnight. You're going to put a michshel in front of the Kohanim. Why? The Savri, the Yomahu, they're going to think the fact that it's on top of the Mizbech, it's supposed to be burnt today, brought on the Mizbech today, and they're going to, the way it worked was, when they had karbanos left over from the daytime, they got left over in the nighttime, they continued to burn the different limbs throughout the night. Now they're going to see other limbs up there, next to Mizbech, which are not supposed to be brought until the very next day, but they're not going to know the difference, so they're going to start being mocked of them, and you're night. Giving them a michshel. At nighttime, exactly. Amrlei Kohanim Zerizim Hein. No, these are Kohanim. The Kohanim are Zaris. They wouldn't make mistakes. They would know, this is for tomorrow and this is for tonight. And there would be not a problem at all. And we have the concept of Kohanim Zerizim a few places in Pesach, and we already saw a couple of them already. Amrlei Rav Ashi, the Rav Kana. Vavmilei Rav Huna Brei, the Rav Nelson, the Rav Papa. Vavkama de lo Mekatri, Amurim Kohanim lo Matzi Achli. Right, Kohanim lo Matzi Achli, Basar. Then we have the following concept. So long as the limbs were not makdir on the Mizbech, the Kohanim can eat. They're not allowed to eat. The Tanya, Yachol ye Kohanim Mishayim Mechazei Vishok. They're allowed to eat the different parts of the animal. Kodim Haktar Seimurim. Before the other animals that go to the Mizbech burn, maybe they could eat their portion before it gets burned to the Mizbech. Tamalomer Viktia Kohen Esachelev HaMizbecha. That the Kohen is makdir the different fats. The Hadar, only afterwards does it say, V'haya HaChazei La'aron Ulevanov. And then the Kohanim, the Aaron, and his children could eat it.
Sorry, so I was learning. That was the chet of Bnei Eli, that they used to take the meat and eat it before they were makir in the korban.
Oh, that was the chet of.
Yeah.
It wasn't that they delayed the bringing of the yoledes.
No, we spoke of that last time. Another one.
Oh, another one. Okay.
They also one of the biggest times that they used to grab the meat, eat before.
Oh, it was very raw. It was very.
And they ate it before they actually were makir to the korban.
Yeah. Yes. So now the Gemara continues to say, V'kama the Kohanim, so long as the Kohanim lo achli basar. Now, if you can't be makir the limbs, now the Kohanim can eat it, and now if the Kama the Kohanim lo achli, and the Kohanim are not eating it, lo achli basar, bailim lo miskapri. Now the Baal can't get kapara. If the Baal can't get kapara, means he's not completely tahor, the Baal can't eat the Karban Pesach that night. So what good is it going to do by leaving these limbs of the Asham on top of his Bech to be Makdir the very next day if they're not Makdir? The Kohen can't eat it. The Kohen can't eat it. The Baal's not Tar. The Baal's not Tar. He cannot eat the Karban Pesach. Mm-hmm. How do we know this? That he can't. There's no Kapar without eating. The Tanya, V'ochlo Som Asher Kupar Bahem. You eat them, those who became got Kapara. Melamed. Sha'kohanim Ochlin V'abaylim Miskaprim. The Kohen eats, the Baal gets Kapara. The coin doesn't eat, the Baal doesn't get kapara. So the Gemara says, Amrlei, Kevan delo efshar, asum kamish nitmu oshavdam. Since there's no choice. Our hands are tied here. We have nothing else to do. It's similar to the case of, let's say, the limbs get tame, or the limbs get lost, then the Baal is allowed to get kapara. The Tanya, yachol nitmu emurim oshavdu. One may think, if the different limbs became tame, or they got lost, whereby you cannot be makdirt anymore, lo ye kohanim zachem b'chazei v'shok, maybe the kohanim can't eat it. And then if the kohanim can't eat it, there'd be no kapar for the Baal. Tamalomer v'haya ha'chazei la'aron ulevanov b'chol makom. The chazei v'shok, those parts of the animals that go to the kohanim, are going to always go to the kohanim. Meaning, if you can be makir of it, makir the limbs, so you wait for the akhtara before you eat it. If you cannot be makir the limbs, either because it's tamei, or because you lost them, or because you have to wait till the next morning, in those cases, the Kohanim may eat their parts, and when the Kohanim eat their parts, then the Baal gets the full kapar and can eat the Karban Pesach.
Now, all this is according to only one man d'amar, right, that they brought it up?
Exactly, all according to Rav Chista.
Rav Chista.
Rav Papa. I think Rav Papa and Rav Chista. Let's see. No, this is Rapapa who said put it on top. Right. Now, the Gemara here, which already said that the Kohen cannot eat the parts of the Kachim before it's been, the other parts have been makdir yet. So they ask the same question. The Mishnah Melech says the same halacha applies to the Baal when it comes to the Shlamim, where the Shlamim is split up between three people. One goes to the Mizbeach, part of it goes to the Kohen, part goes to the Baal. So the Kohen can't eat until the Chelik of the Mizbeach gets hooked up. What about the Chelik of the Baal? So the Mishnah Melech makes a diak in the Rambam that sounds like even the ask the Chelik of the Baal has to wait to eat until the other part has been makdir already. The Minchas Chinuch says no. The Minchas Chinuch says the Baal can eat his Chelik before the other part gets sent to the Mizbeach. So there's machlokes between the Mishnah Melech and Minchas Chinuch whether the Baal has to also wait before the limbs get brought to Mizbeach.
Does that affect if he has kapara or not, or it's only eating?
Only the Kohanim's eating has affected the kapara, not his own personal.
So even though he could eat, according to the man Amar, who the Kohanim have to eat to get kapara, he still wouldn't get kapara. He would just be able to eat without a kapara.
Exactly. I think so. I believe so. Now, there's another discussion. The base Otzer, which is Rav Yosef Engel, has the following Chakira. When we say that the Kohen has to wait till the Haktaras Emurim, he says, is it that the Haktaras Emurim is what's matir the Achilas Kohanim, or no? In general, we find the following concept more throughout Shas, that the Zrikas Dam, the sprinkling of the blood, is what's matir the Achila.
Correct.
But still, you just have to wait an additional, I'm not sure why, but you have to wait until Haktaras Emurim I'm not sure what the waiting period is, but the real matir is the zrika, not the Akhtaras Emurim.
Yeah, nobody says that the real matir is Akhtaras Emurim.
So he actually, the Brisker Rav apparently brings a machlokas Tosos and Ramam, which sounds like this is the machlokas Akhtaras.
In Zbachim we never rent.
Then. Yeah, it seems to be zrika's dam. It might be you need both them. Uh-huh. Zrika's dam and also Akhtaras Emurim. But apparently it's machlokas Ramam and Tosos whether you also need Akhtaras Emurim. And just one other thing before you finish the Gemara up. The Sfas Emes has a Falun Chakir. When it comes to the Kohanim eating and the Baal getting Kapara, how much does the Kohen need to eat? Does the Kohen have to eat the entire Basar for the Kapara to be achieved, or it's enough to have simply a Kezais? The Sfas Emes and the Chazanish say it's enough to have simply a Kezais. Once a Kezais is eaten, the Kapara is achieved. Okay. Says the Gemara now, halfway down the Amud, Rav Kahana Rami Ksiv. Rav Kahana threw, he asked the question from two different Sukkim. Astirim Sukkim. Pasuk 1 says, Lo yolin chelev chagai ad boker. A person should not leave the fats until morning. Ad boker hu de lo yolin. Ha kol laila kulo yolin. He can leave it overnight, but just don't leave it till the morning. You can leave it off the mizbeach the entire night, just not until the morning. Uksiv, however, it says, V'hikti alea chelev yashomim. Alea shleim kol karbanos kulam. Sounds like everything has to be done before the night. You cannot be makdir after. The first pasuk says you can be makdir throughout the night until the morning. The second pasuk says you cannot be makdir after the kavur and tamid. So you can be makdir throughout the night. How does he answer it? Who mosla? He asks the question. Who mefarikla? He answers the question. Kishin nisos nosru. When there's leftover, when there's nosar, which means Rashi says kishin nososru bekarbanos shenizak damam kodim tamid. He already sprinkled the blood before the Talmud Shil Ben Arbaim was brought. Though his speaker, Lahakrib, he didn't have enough time, however, to put all the limbs on the Mizbeach, the Chayim Dinir Lakrava, since it was able to be brought, the potential exists to be brought, but Kodim Lachain, Al Talmud Shil Shachar, Hum Mushlim. Therefore, you have this extra time to be mocked here the rest of the night. But if it was something that was not, the blood was not thrown before the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim, that cannot be maktir throughout the night. That's the difference between the two different psukim. Again, when you already threw, you zorik the dam during the daytime before the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim, but you just didn't have enough time to be makriv the emurim on it, then you can be maktir even after the Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim. But a carbon that you did not sprinkle blood prior to Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim, that you certainly cannot be zorik the dam and makriv after the Talmud. Everything's done.
The definition of the time of the carbon is zrikas hadam.
Right, exactly. That seems to be the point, right. Says the Gemara, Ramile Rav Safar. Rav Safar now asks the steer in psukim. Ksiv lo yolin laboker zevach chaga pesach, that don't let the pesach sit out to the morning. Laboker hu delo yolin hakol al yolin. You cannot be makdir the mizbeach in the morning, but throughout the night you can be makdir. Throughout yontif leil yom rishon you can be makdir on yontif the pesach. Vaksiv, but doesn't another pasuk tell us olas Shabbos Shabbos. So you're allowed to bring a Shabbos on Shabbos. I bring a carbon tamid on Shabbos. I bring the carbon most of a Shabbos. I can be makdir on Shabbos itself. But only a Shabbos carbon can be brought on Shabbos. The low olas chol b'Shabbos. I can't take a Friday carbon and be makdir Friday night. That's not allowed. The low olas chol b'yomtiv. I can't make a chol and do a yomtiv. So here by the carbon Pesach is a chol carbon. It's brought down, it's brought on Yud Dalet, Erev Pesach, which is a chol. How can I be makdir on the night during yomtiv? The previous pasuk said you could do it ad boker. Ad boker implies the whole night you can be makdir. How can I be makdir chol on the night?
It's not only when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, it's also when, on every yomtiv.
Every exactly. We're just bringing this this drasha to teach you in general, chol cannot be brought on yomtiv. So how then can the pasuk in the context of Pesach imply that the current Pesach, which is a chol, can be makdir all night of Leil Yom Tovishon?
Yeah, but that's the halacha. That's the source of the whole
Korban, no,
in a way.
No,
I think the question would be more if let's say Erev Pesach chaz on Erev Shabbos, then it's a bigger problem.
Gemara's going to the halacha is that you're supposed to makdir the current Pesach Erev Pesach. You roast it for yourself.
I understand what you're saying, but basically maybe the whole mitzvah of the korban is that it's supposed to be burned on Pesach night.
Oh, so you need to find a pasuk for that then. Maybe this is the Gzeres HaKasav, which tells me that.
Right, this is part of the whole. But if it's Erev Shabbos, you have a problem.
If it's Erev Shabbos, exactly, because then you have Shabbos to deal with also.
Right.
So the Gemara says, though, Gemara doesn't say like that. The Gemara says, Amar Lei Kvar Ramya Nele Rav Ava Barchia Rabbi Abo. This question was already posed to Rabbi Abo. Vishani Lei, he responded as follows: Hacha b'arba asar shechalios b'Shabbos askinan, where the 14 fell out on Shabbos. The chal v'Shabbos craven b'yomtiv. So now the Karim Pesach, which you can shech the Karim Pesach, we saw yesterday, Karim Pesach can be brought on a Shabbos. So now Karim Pesach is not a chol; it's a Shabbos dika carbon, and a Shabbos dika carbon can be makdir on a yomtiv, because Shabbos is greater. The chal v'Shabbos craven b'yomtiv. So therefore, during the week, a chol of Karim Pesach, a weekday Pesach, cannot be shecht in a yantiv. But when it falls out on Shabbos Erev Pesach, that can be makdir the entire night, and that's what the pasuk above is talking about. So Amar Lei, I don't understand this. Mishum the chol of Shabbos craven b'yomtiv, because we have the concept that the fats of Shabbos can be makdir on yantiv itself. We're going to go and say, we're going to be okim. We're going to make this pasuk referring to a very limited case. That's the pasuk above is only talking about Ba'ar Basar, Shechalis, B'Shabbos. That's the only case it's talking about. Hu dechsev? Amalei. Shav kelekra, dehu dachak, umokim na nafshah. Yes, we leave the pasuk because we're so dochak, we have no other answer. That's what we have to say the case is. That's the pasuk.
Now that I understand. So oh, we still have the question on every single yantiv that. On a regular Pesach, you have the 14th, right? And you mark with the korban, and then you burn all the.
But during the daytime, you burn it, not at nighttime. Nighttime, we roast it for the parts that we eat, for eating it, the achilas yomtiv.
So what we're saying is that there is an isur of that all the how do you call it? All the what do you put on the korban?
The emurim and
the emurim that they should be burned, finished burning before Yom Tov starts. Is that what it is? Yeah, that's how we do it. That's how we do 6.5 and then 7.5.
To allow for all that time, I guess.
Oh, very interesting.
But yeah, the only heter to do it on Yom Tov is when Erev Pesach is Shabbos. Ken Karim Pesach becomes a Shabbos dika carbon, and that can be makdir.
But you have to put it on the mizbeach before Shabbos or Yom Tov starts, or they have to be totally burned before Shabbos and Yom Tov starts.
I'm not sure.
It's actually like a very complicated situation.
I would say probably completely burn, because then the corn might want to start stoking the coals and make it burn better, but I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, shkoyach.